USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Brian Koberger, the man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death, has agreed to his extradition from Pennsylvania back home to Idaho to face murder charges. Police Colonel Robert Ivancic said he was shocked to learn that the suspect was part of his community.
I did not imagine the investigation would lead to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. My heart goes out to the families of the victims.
Arrangements are being made to return him to Idaho. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and remains there under the care of doctors this afternoon. Fans were shocked at what they saw when Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed on the field during Monday Night Football.
I've never heard a stadium so silent.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover.
The team and family says they're thankful for the outpouring of support.
The clerk is prepared to direct the reading clerk to call a roll anew.
Clerk of the House Cheryl Johnson announcing yet another vote, and after three rounds of voting, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still has failed to secure speakership. McCarthy has been unable to get the 218 votes needed to become speaker due to opposition from hardline Republicans. Among the GOP opposition is Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
Do you think Congress is doing a good job? The answer is no. So why would we embrace the status quo?
The House hasn't needed more than one vote to elect a speaker in a century. A down day for Wall Street to begin the year as stocks couldn't keep a hold of their early gains in volatile trading due to fears over a recession. The Dow lost 11 points, S&P 500 off 15, and the NASDAQ fell 79 points. The National Weather Service says there is a flood watch for the greater Bay Area and central coast of California. Forecasters saying heavy rainfall will lead to the possibility of excessive runoff from rivers, creeks, and streams. Flooding in many low-lying areas is expected. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The former king of crypto had a date with a judge in federal court, Tim Berg reports.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison, if convicted.
Large crowds coming together to say goodbyes to soccer legend Pele. His casket, covered with Brazilian and Santos FC flags, moved through the streets of Santos before arriving at its final resting spot. The procession followed a 24-hour wake, which saw thousands of visitors pay their respects. Pele died last week at the age of 82. As calls for America to block Chinese planes from landing in the U.S. during Beijing's COVID crisis, we're not the only country considering the measure to protect our people.
Authorities around the world are imposing limitations or also considering blocking travelers from China as COVID-19 cases in their country surge. The global concern is that new variants could emerge and that the Chinese government has not been forthcoming with data on the virus. That in itself has many governments on edge. I'm Lance Pry.
Protesters are showing up outside New York Congressman-elect George Santos' headquarters. As calls for him to step down are repeated, Santos is already being investigated by the U.S. Attorney, New York's Attorney General, and the Nassau District Attorney. In addition, a Republican Long Island congressman is calling for a House ethics investigation. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Dancing crew, trip for two. Nailed the final interview. Game with Doug. Brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.